Joined here now by Miami Hurricanes women's basketball head coach, Coach Katie Meyer. And Coach, for the second straight game, you have all 10 players recording a point. That's really been a strength of this team early on in the season, has been the depth. What would you say about everyone getting in and contributing today in this way?
Yeah, I mean, the distributed minutes, you know, East Tennessee is going to win their league. You know, they're 25 games last year, so they're tough, and we needed to play really, really together on the defensive end. And you know, holding that team to 6 points in the third quarter was a hell of a statement, heck of a statement, excuse me. But I thought we only had one turnover in the first quarter, if I'm correct. Then we had eight in the second. And I think we came out in the third and fourth and only had five total. So we took care of the ball when we needed to. And, you know, Cheyenne was just really special tonight. She didn't miss a shot.
Yeah, Cheyenne Day Wilson, first player for you guys to score 20 points since Jazz Roberts back in the Elite Eight. You mentioned it. She didn't miss a shot. 21 points on a perfect 8-for-8 from the field, 5-for-5 from three. What can you say about the way she has come into this program in her first year in Coral Gables and contributed like this?
Yeah, you know, when she was in the zone, and it's interesting for me because I got to start, you know, calling for her, and the team's got to start understanding because she started off the season, I think, trying to be a great teammate. She's really sharing the ball. She still shared the ball. I mean, she led us in assists too. But, you know, whenever they made a run, I thought she had a big bucket for us.
And, Coach, I want to ask you about one of these other transfers, Jada Patrick. It was this time a year ago she came in with Columbia and scored 25 points against you in that game. How nice is it to have her defensive versatility and just her overall game on your side now this year?
Yeah, you know what? And, like, I celebrate when Jada runs. I'm calling some plays for her, and she's blowing the play. And I was like, listen, I know as a player, I forgot some plays, but not the ones that were from me. So I sat her down coming out of halftime so that she would check up, and I thought she did a nice job.
Something we talked about a couple weeks ago was the three-point shooting for this team. You're 5-for-12 versus Colgate. You're 9-for-16 in this game. This is a team that has so many options from behind the arc. What can you say about how your team has really shot efficiently and have taken the right looks from behind the line so far this season?
Yeah, you know what? When we take care of the ball, but this was really the first game I thought, like, from tip to end, you know, we were connected. We were together. And I said, you know, it's – you know, if you ever need me, I'm here. I got you. And you got to feel that way about your teammates, too. Like, be available. It's the best thing you can do for someone, just be available. Like, I'm here. If you have a trouble, I'm here. I got you. And I thought they had each other today. And we shared the ball better than it looks. Only 8 assists, but I thought we shared the ball really well.
You guys are 5-0 for the first time in about 8 years since the 2015-2016 season. A couple of days off before a real good test on the road Wednesday in Starkville, Mississippi, against a top 25 and undefeated team in Mississippi State. What do you guys got to work on here for the next couple of days to feel confident going into that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, these better be some intense practices because, you know, as much as I like playing these different lineups, if something's working, we're not going to change it. You know, today I got to play around a little bit with it. But I'll tell you what, if I find five that are connected and dialed in, on the road, in an incredible team. I mean, the talent they have in that roster is like a WNBA roster. So that's, you know, we're going to wake up real soon. And we got to just stay connected and dialed in. The best five that are going to connect and play together are going to represent us for the most of that game.
Looking forward to that one, Coach.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On the win today, and good luck on
Thank
Wednesday.
You.